G'day. Well, it's literally just a few minutes after 2 on Monday the 31st of August 2015. It only took a few minutes for Commissioner Dyson Heydon to recite the circumstances that led to the application for disqualification being made by the ACTU, the various submissions that he read, the hearings that were conducted. And at the end of reciting all of that, he very simply said, "The applications are dismissed. I publish my reasons." The Commission will reconvene at 10 a.m. tomorrow to hear further of the CFMEU-ACTU matters. That's it. Now, the place to watch this afternoon will be the Federal Court. I dare say that the absence of counsel for the ACTU in the Commission's hearing room this afternoon possibly indicates that they're otherwise engaged, and at the end of a telephone, David Oliver was in the back of the hearing room, at the Federal Court, where you would expect any application for court intervention in this matter to be made promptly this afternoon if the ACTU wants to stop these hearings recommencing tomorrow morning. Now, it's great news. I think it was always going to be the case that any application of genuine logic and genuine impartiality to the evidence put forward by the ACTU that this man, Commissioner Heydon, was biased, or that a reasonable person could think he was biased because he declined an invitation to give a speech that was tenuously connected with the Liberal Party, was always going to be that decision. He's not biased. A reasonable person would not form the view that he is biased, fully informed, that is, and I think it's a just and proper decision that he's handed down this afternoon. We look forward to 10 a.m. tomorrow. Hopefully the Commission will be on. The thing to watch this afternoon will be the Twitter feed from the ACTU and any application that's made to a judge of the Federal Court.